guess old Ruth will make out all right wherever she goes, as long as Louie's there to take care of her. And I guess I'll make out all right, too, as long as Florence is around to take care of me. I wish we could spend these weekends together. I'd like your company, and I was watching Romeo and Juliet. You know, the story is that the priest gave her a sleeping potion, and it was supposed to knock her out for so long a time. And Romeo was on the lam. The two families were feuding, and he came back and found her. The priest had gone ahead and buried her in a big vault with lots of other bodies and regular vault burials. And old Romeo come back, and he went in there and saw her, and for some reason or other, I got a lonesome feeling for him. I just thought, what if my wife wasn't here? Boy, what would I look forward to in my life? There's really nothing, honey. As I can see beyond, everything is, you're centered around everything that I do. If there wasn't you, there wouldn't be any world. There wouldn't be any need for anything. I don't know whether that's good or bad, but we've talked about this before. But I know that our lives are centered around one another to a great extent. It's all right, because we really have a full life, and we're complete with one another. But I think there should be a diversion, a lot of outside interests, something like just bridge, for example. Or I know I like to read, and I spend a lot of time reading a lot. And this morning I read the Bible for a while. And I study my language quite a bit. I try and study it every day, but I'm not as good as I was up in Quan Nai. And I haven't heard from old Quan Nai, the guy that I like real well, old Ed Dillery. I wrote him a nice card and he never did answer it. Makes me feel real bad. I wish he would. But, sweetheart, I'll be coming home, and this is the 20th tomorrow. Let's give us 10 more days to make it the first of the month, and then 1, 2, 3, she'll pop right out there without any trouble. And we'll go through this week and next week, and then we'll start looking forward to Carly and Florence meeting. I don't know whether I want you to come down to the airport or not. This meeting might be such a big volcanic blast that it'll blow the top off of that airport, and they'll have to build a new one someplace. But maybe if I hold myself down, everything will be all right and calm myself. But I'll sure be looking for you when I come rolling in there. And I know you'll be up there waving at me or someplace, waiting for me to come out. And we'll jump in one of them cabs and hightail it out of that country. Back to old Gillarmey. To our home in old Gillarmey. That sounds like an Irish song or something. Let's see. What's next on the agenda that I have? The Lieutenant Colonel, who's the Deputy Senior Advisor, just came back from Clark Field and this morning, and I said, "Colonel, how's Manila?" He says, "I don't know. I've just been in Clark. That's all the further I got." And come to think of it, Clark Field is their whole, got everything out there, the whole existence. But he said that it wasn't raining too much there, just in the afternoons a little bit. And that's what's happening here. We're having some dampening rains in the afternoon, but the heavy rains have seemed to have let up, and I don't doubt but what before long it'll be pretty hot. It's kind of warm today, but the heat is different here than it was up in Quan Nai. It's a lot more comfortable. But I do have my air conditioner lit off, and I think this afternoon I had just come out of the office and off from back from dinner, and it was hot in here, so I lit her off. And my fan's running. And my old room here looks kind of just an old room, a bachelor's place, and I got some cobwebs hanging around up on the top, and water's leaked through here several times, and I really need to get this thing painted. Maybe someday I will. But I'm going to wait a while. We'll plan on, I come to see you this time in November, and then in December, maybe about, I'll come again, unless you come this way. If you come this way, I might, you can spend 10 days here, see? If you come and you spend 10 days here, then I'll take the last 10 days. You can go home, and I'll take the second leave, and I'll come home and visit you. So you come up here, and I don't know how much I'll get away, but we'll get in to see you occasionally, I hope. Anyway, I want to, maybe I can't take a leave that way. I don't know. We'll see. But, honey, think good thoughts of everybody. I know you do. And remember, I love you very much. And I love old Lou, and I love old Ruth, and I love all them guys back there, even though they have much sorrow against Lou. Old Lou is my buddy. And I told Bob, don't forget he's your brother. I don't know whether that'll mean anything, because I don't know whether he really did him wrong or whether they just didn't know. I know they didn't know, or they would have been better, but I don't really think he did him wrong, because he kept telling them not to go. He knew what had come out, and even his, the bankers told Bob not to go. But honey, I sure love you, and I hope you take care of that poor lonesome woman that's down there, and see that she gets to see you and talk to you every now and then, because loneliness is something that you can help other people with if you just spend a little time. And I pray to God every day that you'll be safe and sound, and I love you with all my heart. So take care. Write me as often as you can, and it don't matter how you mail it, hand carry or anything, it's going to come the slow way, I guess. And if you write back home, tell everybody howdy, and I'll see that you and I are together before too long, sugar. Here's a kiss. I don't know how to kiss over the air. Give your dad Ferris kiss. And a big hug. And I'm looking forward to seeing those drapes and how you've got the furniture arranged. And I hope I can lose some weight before I get back. I thought I was doing all right, but I got a hungering for candy. And I've been nipping a little on the side. But I did lose the paunch pretty good, the big paunch. And you'll be real happy to see me, because I'll come swaggering in or staggering in.